Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas salah. Hayya 'alas salah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
Innal hamdalillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastahdihi wa nastaghfiruh ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له شهادة عبده وابن عبده وابن أمته ومن لا غنى به طرفة عين عن رحمته وأصلي وأسلم على الرحمة المهداة والنعمة المجزاة محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه وجنده وحزبه والتابعين لهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وعنا معهم بفضلك وكرمك ومنك ورحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين ويا رب العالمين إن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار وما قل وكفى خير مما كثر وألهى وما أنتم بمعجزين في الأرض أما بعد All praise and thanks are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah's peace and blessing be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all the prophets and the messengers sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from Adam alayhi salam to Nuh alayhi salam to Ibrahim alayhi salam to Musa alayhi salam to Isa alayhi salam to the final prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah's peace and blessing be upon the household of Muhammad, the wives of Muhammad, the companions of Muhammad. May Allah's peace and blessing be upon the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this hour on Friday to make us the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to include us to be people who would meet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah. Say Ameen everybody. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith narrated by Abu Huraira, he said, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ صَالِحَ الْأَخْلَاقِ I was sent to perfect a good character. When we talk about Islam, a religion of aqidah, belief, a religion of ibadah, worship, and also a religion of mu'amalat, of dealing with each other. Islam, not a religion that you're only going to deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Otherwise, Islam would stop at the belief and the ibadah and worship. Islam is more than that. Islam recognizes that you will be dealing with others. You will be interacting with others. Others, we mean human, animal, everything you're going to deal with. Everything that around you as a Muslim, you're going to deal with. But how do we deal with these things that are around us? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam defined this as his mission, that we are going to deal with each other. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent to perfect the character in how we deal with each other. And that was called makarimul akhlaq in one narration, the noble characteristic, or salihul akhlaq, the good characteristic. That's why Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to perfect. And for manners and akhlaq to be perfected, you need something. You need a mentor. You need a teacher. who cannot just teach you that by telling you, by writing stuff on the board and giving you these, you know, giving you examples, but somebody who's who will model these characteristics and these manners and will act upon it. That's why Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was the best character of any human ever on earth. Aisha radiallahu anha, when she used to talk about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she used to say, كان خلق نبي الله صلى الله عليه وسلم القرآن. The manners, the conduct of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم was entirely according to the Quran. Was a Quran. Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم was a walking Quran. Let's look at the Quran. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to praise Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, He did not praise his belief and how much he believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He did not praise how much he worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he praised his conduct, his manners, his akhlaq. And he said in Surah Al-Qalam, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Oh Muhammad, you are of a great moral character. You are of a great conduct. You are of a great manners. That's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, and who is Anas? Anas was the servant of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Somebody who at least lived with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 10 years. So he is somebody who witnessed this manners and conducts and the characteristic of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What did he used to say about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He used to say, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أحسن الناس خلقا. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was the best of all people in behaviors, in manners, in characteristic. That was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he wants us also to perfect these manners, to do the best in how we deal with each other and how we interact with each other. So he did not just leave us without anything. He role modeled all these things. And there's many stories, many narrations, many ahadith of what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said. But somebody would say, I worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enough. Why would I deal with people? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he tackled this point and he talked about this issue. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, المؤمن الذي يخالط الناس ويصبر على أذاهم خير من المسلم المؤمن الذي لا يخالط الناس ولا يصبر على أذاهم. The believer who deals with people and he's patient when he gets harmed by people because of his dealing is better than the believer who decided to stay away from people and does not interact with people. That's why Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in a beautiful hadith narrated by Aisha radiallahu anha, إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنَ لَيُدْرِكُ بِحُسْنِ خُلُقِهِ دَرَجَةَ الصَّائِمِ الْقَائِمِ. That the believer would reach the status in the reward of somebody who's spends the days fasting and spend the nights praying for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of his or her good characters and manners. These characters and manners are so important that sometimes people who are actually not worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the best way, the manners and character will cover that. And that's why Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in another hadith, إن المسلم المسدد ليدرك درجة الصوام القوام بآيات الله عز وجل لكرم ضريبته وحسن خلقه. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the believer المسدد who's not doing enough, who's trying his best, but he is not there. He's not praying every sunnah. He's not praying water every single day. He would reach the level of a sawam al-qawam, that person who would pray every single night tahajjud, and a person who would fast every single day, almost every single day, almost every single night, because of his good character, because of how he dealt with each other. We know from the seerah Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because of the manners and how he dealt with other people, and how we dealt with his own family, that he was the best of people. That's why Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, أَكْمَلُ مُؤْمِنِينَ إِيمَانًا أَحْسَنُهُمْ خُلُقًا وَخَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِنِسَائِهِ. The most complete of faith, the believers who are the most complete in faith, those who have the best of character. And he said, the best among you, or the most noble among you, خَيْرُكُمْ, the most noble among you, those who are the most noble, those are the best to their women. You know, and this is, I say, and as a father to many, you know, to many fathers we have here in this actually khutbah right now. You know what, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when I hear his story, how he dealt with his wife and his children, he used to fix even the shoes in the house. You know, for his children, for his wife and his own shoes. He would do everything in the house. Nowadays, we have, you know, dads, and I've seen this myself. They say, I would never change the diaper of my son, of my daughter. I don't touch stuff like this. That's for my wife to do. That's not the characteristic of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You're not being among the best people who are the best there to their, you know, to their woman. You're not becoming one of those people who is like complete in their iman because they have the perfect akhlaq. أقول ما تسمعون واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. رب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم many times throughout his life, out of his character and how he dealt with people, people accepted Islam. Not because he went and tried to convey and work hard to convey the message. Yes, he did that so many times and everywhere. And he did his best in conveying the message. But sometimes our morals and characters and manners and behavior can't speak louder than anything that we can say. Sometimes it's better to walk the walk than just talk the talk. We can preach and talk about it as much as we can. But if we don't show it in ourselves, it's not going to show in others. And the famous story of Addas, the servant or the slave, when Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went to Al-Ta'if, when Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam engaged in a conversation with him, the person accepted Islam right away. Of course, he's Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, not like anyone else. He's not, you know, we don't have the da'wah skills that he had, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But I want to share with you a story, very interesting story narrated by the Sahaba who witnessed that, who actually was involved in this, you know, story. His name is Abu Mahdhura. Abu Mahdhura was a young boy, about 10 years old, when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he went to Al-Ta'if in the Battle of Hunayn, when the Muslims, they won the Battle of Hunayn, after the conquest of Mecca. Abu Mahdhura and some of his friends were going after the Muslim army to see what's going on. So after the battle, one of the Sahaba was standing to make the adhan. So Abu Mahdhura from Mecca and his friends, they were around that person who is making the adhan. So they start mocking the muezzin and making fun of him. So they start repeating after him, making funny noises and trying to be like him. Just mocking him, making fun of him. And Abu Mahdhura, he said that, you know, specifically, he said, "Nu'adhin wa nastahzi." We were like making adhan and mocking the adhan itself. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was close by to witness what happened. So he called those boys and he said, come all of you here. And he said, you know what guys, I want to hear the adhan from every single one of you. So each one of them, like being shocked to be called by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, start making the adhan, start calling the adhan. Until he reached Abu Mahdhura and he told Mahdhura, you have the most beautiful voice of all your friends. So come here. He put his hand on his head and he said, Barakallahu lak, Barakallahu lak, Barakallahu lak. May Allah bless you, may Allah bless you, may Allah bless you three times. And told him, he was 10 years old, mocking the muezzin. He told him, go to Mecca and be the muezzin of the haram, be the muezzin of the Kaaba. At 10 years old, mocking the adhan 2 minutes ago. He didn't yell at him. He didn't tell him what you're doing. He didn't try to kick him out of the masjid. No, he talked to him in a way that made him become the muezzin. Later on, people who lived with Abu Mahdhura, they saw his hair that touched the ground 20 years maybe after that or 10 years after that. They said, Abu Mahdhura, why your hair is so long? He said, I wouldn't cut something that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam touched. I wouldn't cut something that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam touched. That's Abu Mahdhura. Somebody who Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam affected his life, not because what he said, but what he did and how he interacted with him. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the manners and characteristic of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to make us among those people who will follow the khuluq of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأزواجنا ولذرياتنا ولأهلينا ولأصحابنا ولطلبتنا ولمعلمينا ولمن أوصانا واستوصانا بدعاء الخير ولمن له حق علينا إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واشكروه على آلائه ونعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقم الصلاة